Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thank you, buddy Chris out of Needles there, Needles, California, for sending us some good tan lines today, which I've been sharing on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. It's a naked lady there. Well, we don't call it naked because you can't see anything, but she's naked.
She's covering up, though.
With her hands strategically placed. One of our favorite poses. At TNT, that's actually at TNT Radio Empire. Craig Evans with us later on this week. Sarah Colonna in the studio on Thursday. She's a funny bone this weekend. Also had a recurring role in Shameless. I just watched her last night. And Gilbert Gottfried tomorrow. Nick Allen. Gilbert's going to phone.
It was... Oh, no. We have a couple of birthdays.
Real birthdays?
Yeah. Born on this date, however dead now.
Oh, that's... is that Michelle?
No.
No.
Oh, no, that's a different
one. This
would
be the anniversary. Oh, Michelle,
she died, they die, that's right.
The anniversary of their birth.
Right.
Michelle
Bachman's right.
Birthday is the anniversary of
yeah.
their death.
All right.
Born on this date, however dead now, in 1809, Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin.
I saw Lincoln was born today. I thought I saw it this morning. Right?
Both of them born on the same day.
I like that Lincoln guy that's just a regular dude in a house, but his face looks like Lincoln.
That amuses me.
What's that
me.
Commercial about? Because Lincoln was an awkward-looking man.
I think it's a pizza place, isn't
yeah.
it?
Pizza Hut.
I like shudder to wonder.
The guy just got this Lincoln face. It's great commercial.
Yes.
And he brags about whatever you can get for $5.
Right, right.
For a picture of me, and his kids are not impressed.
Nobody cares. It's him. Yeah. But he's also current.
There's a lot of people on money, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, what would we do without right. you? I shudder to wonder.
Andrew Jackson. Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, I like that commercial.
Yeah. They're not impressed. Dad's on the $5 bill.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Thor Ties are looking for a monkey.
Who isn't?
Yeah. My thoughts exactly.
Who isn't?
Taken from the Palm Beach Zoo.
Favorite monkey?
No, a Galdi's monkey. I guess is how you're gonna, or is how I'm gonna pronounce it.
Not a macaque?
Nope.
12-year-old Galdi's monkey was reported missing. A spokesperson says they're looking into how the culprit gained access to the monkey.
I like macaque, and I like him a little older.
Crime Stoppers now offering a reward to get her back to the zoo as the monkey is on a special diet and medication for an anti-inflammatory issue.
Now, this isn't a chimp. This is a monkey, right?
Galdi's monkey. Yeah, G-O-E-L-D-I.
Yeah, chimpanzee might eat the burglar's face off eventually. But a monkey's just going to throw crap at him, right?
Yeah, I think the chimps are a little meaner.
They are meaner.
Or attack
right?
you.
Yeah, they can attack you.
I don't know.
It's a monkey attack.
Yeah.
That's a great Queen song.
I did. I love that song.
Speaking
you play
of-
that in a...
No, they do a hammer to fall. They don't. I love that Dragon Attack. Exactly. No, it's not in that in the movie.
Used to hear that on a.
I love that song.
Regular basis when I was at Minnesota State Moorhead because we were the Dragons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dragon Attack. All right.
You and your school pride.
Yeah.
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 I went to a couple football games.
Moorhead is at least a chant.
I went to a couple hockey games
from
in
the
my
stands,
college.
Right from the stands.
Over no, 5 years.
Nobody chanted Moorhead.
No, she's just a request.
Yeah.
In the dorm room. At the bar.
Because well, you're all Moorhead students.
Yeah.
Officials say, this is in Houston, Texas, officials say they got a call from a concerned citizen who told them that they were trying to get into an abandoned home there in Houston they could smoke some weed. They got into the home, and inside this home, they found a tiger inside a small, unlocked cage.
Huh?
Yep.
Tyson's place? Mike Tyson living
totally,
there?
Totally, man.
The home was abandoned, but packages of meat were found with the large tiger.
Man, I came across that scene where Galifianakis is in there with his pants off, taking a whiz and first looking at that thing. And he looks back at the toilet, and then he realizes what he saw. That scene will make you laugh every freaking time, man. Every time. And then I flipped on the other day, just last night I think it was, and I just clicked on it. Cause Hangover's on, you got to click on to see where it's at. And it was where the tiger wakes up in the back. Like, you know, the deer waking back up in Tommy Boy. The tiger wakes up in the back and scratches Bradley Cooper's neck, and they're freaking out. So who had a tiger?
And it was an abandoned house.
And it was overweight.
No one was there.
It was an overweight tiger.
Yeah,
so
packages of meat hanging around.
Yeah, so it had enough to eat, right?
It had enough to eat.
Too much, apparently.
It was an abandoned house. No one, you know, these kids are just getting in there. They're going to go smoke some weed.
I wish they'd have been high when they walked in.
They may have been.
Because that would have been, there's no way there's a tiger in there. Dude, no. They're okay, but he's alive.
Right? Oh, yeah. They had to tranquilize the tiger to move him, and they don't think that they're concerned about finding what they call a forever home for this tiger. They're not sure how they're going to do that.
Right. But, where was this?
Houston.
Wow.
Well, they're indigenous to that area.
At least in the abandoned houses.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they're indigenous to abandoned houses.
Right.
And cages with meat nearby. The IRS says Americans are a bit more sluggish in filing their tax returns this year.
Because they found out they're not getting the big refunds they thought they were.
The number of individual tax returns returned in the first week dropped by more than 12% from last year. 25% drop in the total number of tax returns actually processed in the opening week.
I did read the shutdown's going to cause a little slowdown in getting it back, too. I didn't know that for sure. I know the IRS wasn't taken off during that time. They ordered them back to work. They said the shutdown will still make them.
That's what I read.
Get
too.
Your money back a little less if you're getting money back at all.
It'll slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
A Delaware woman is being awarded more than $1 million after suing Kentucky Fried Chicken for discrimination. The News Journal reports that Autumn Lampkins sued KFC, saying that managers made it impossible for her to breastfeed her child. She worked at locations in a couple of places and said that she was not provided the time, she was not provided the privacy to pump breast milk. So the jury awarded her $25,000 in compensatory damages and $1.5 million in punitive damages.
I don't understand why we attack women that have to go pump or feed. People have used your office for that because our company just says, let's find a place that's quiet and nobody can get in and you take care of that. Every normal
you'd
place.
You'd like for it to have gone that way, but the company provided her a place to go.
Uh-huh.
She went there and then other people who work here, females, shamed her and said, "What are you doing in here?" And she had to move out of that place because it made her uncomfortable and then came to us and said, can I use your office?
Bunch of bitches.
That's horrible, man. I didn't know that part of the story.
I know you didn't.
I know we used her office.
And we don't care.
And rightly so. No, you could use it. Of course we'd use that. I think women should. It doesn't bother me at all that women breastfeed. Why are we making it?
No.
And women shamed her.
Yes. Don't, what are you doing in here? You can't use this room. We got stuff to do. Well, I was told to come in here and use this room.
I need more.
It was just,
I want to hear more details off the air.
It was just a hassle
that's
for
hard.
Her, and so she came to us.
Yeah,
And then, of course, some sort of thing, and people were absolutely stunned when they found out that we were allowing her to do that.
Why?
I don't know. People are freaks.
It was our office. It's a.
They think we're bad people,
I need more details about this off the air.
That's about all I got.
You know they probably lined that.
That's all the information you got. I need names though.
They've lined that room with cameras.
And they're sitting at home looking at you.
That has to be. It has to be something like that.
Now, did this chicken?
No, we didn't. By the way, let's clarify that.
Not yet, exactly.
No, we're actually,
at least not that we're aware of.
Surprise! We're decent human beings. If somebody needs a breastfeed or pump some milk, they can use our office.
And
by the way, we're not in there when it happens.
Yeah, we're not.
we're not looking. We're not watching.
We're not.
Companies get sued too.
Yeah.
Like this. Good for this woman. Get that money.
Yeah.
Now, did the baby, after the baby got breastfed, get a bottle of that gravy?
I think this was just
for saving it, and so that she could take it home later.
Right, because if you want to plump up that infant, you feed him some breast milk and follow it up with a bottle of a KFC gravy.
That'll fatten
that
him up.
That plumps up a lot of people, drinking the KFC gravy.
Yeah.
I have to go through that place a lot now. My son's on a KFC cake.
Oh, is he?
And I don't order it because for reasons.
It's so good.
It is. So just
you'll just eat it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to. I want to, but I can't. But he is because he can.
Exactly.
Little skinny 14-year-old bastard.
See, you're coming around to my screw that kid stance, aren't you?
Well, I've always been that way because I remember being that age. When I was a skinny 14-year-old, yeah, I could just suck gravy all day too. Gravy suck.
Gravy sucking whore dog.
That's the term. So when he gets to eat like that, I used to be able to eat that way too. I can't now.
Screw that kid.
Exactly.
Has he tried the Nashville hot chicken? Do they have that here?
I don't know.
Interest
because
in
I
that.
Saw some more of that on.
They do have it here.
That was the Guy Fieri show.
I don't know.
The Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Yeah. And somebody was making Nashville hot chicken.
I've got no interest in that. Chicken's fine.
Yeah,
doesn't have to be hot.
Yeah, it's just fried chicken.
They do
chicken.
Have the gravy sucking whore dog. Though.
That happens to have a little spice on it.
Yeah, I'm fine with. Yep. Fried chicken.
Yeah, you've made me less and less excited about it, too.
If I'm in Nashville, then I might seek it out just because that's kind of their thing. But, no, other than that.
The Heart reunion tour is on. They got over their issues of one of the husbands fighting with another one of the kids.
Really? What was the story on that? Because I know they're going out with Joan Jett, I saw.
And a couple Cheryl other Crow.
Chicks. Cheryl Crow, right?
Yeah.
And who's the other chick?
Brandi Carlile.
Okay.
She's opening up some of the shows.
Who is that? Brandi Carlile. You're thinking of Belinda Carlile.
I'm thinking of Belinda.
It's not.
Oh, yeah. She's
it's
a new artist.
She's a new artist.
She was up for Grammy this year.
Yeah, she plays guitar and sings.
Yeah. She's a pop artist.
Yeah.
So the Wilson sisters had a falling out 3 years ago. They were at odds after Ann's husband was arrested for assaulting Nancy's teenage son.
Jesus.
On a tour bus.
Too much alcohol?
Don't know. We don't really know any of the details.
Somebody steal Ann's gravy?
If I'm not...
Ann was under the influence
of
KFC gravy at the
time.
That's
shaming. The teenage son stole Ann's gravy, and her husband kicked his ass.
I don't remember the story. I don't remember if the details actually came out.
Bad saying that.
Never get
Wilson's
between Aunt Ann and her gravy.
She's got such a kick-ass voice. I feel bad for that joke, but it's too easy.
Finally, so they were griping at each other for 3 years. Finally, Nancy said that neither she nor Ann really did anything wrong. And so time healed the wounds, and now they've gotten back together.
Is the teenage son in the band? He's just on tour with them that time.
Or he was just going.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks when two people, and there's other people around them fighting.
Right.
You know?
And you have to go with your spouse.
Yes, you do.
Unfortunately.
Plus you're protecting your gravy like that.
You got to protect the gravy last night.
Aunt Ann's gravy. Don't dig into that. That's Aunt Ann's.
We are going to have that question.
What?
Aunt Ann's gravy gets the hit.
Oh, easily.
Yep.
It's a great.
Who the hell is Aunt Ann, and what's wrong with her gravy?
That's going to be a great. I can't wait for that Deadpool name.
There's nothing wrong with it as long as you stay out from in between her and the gravy.
Yeah.
That's when we got problems.
Aunt Ann's gravy is going to be a great Deadpool name. Thank you.
Yeah, you know they have a trailer for it behind the bus. What's that trailer for?
Well, it's like it's
Aunt Ann's gravy.
It's like Tommy Lee. You know, he had a Starbucks installed in his house. Yeah. She had a KFC put in the tour bus.
Sorry, to Ann. She's great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing voice. Still to this day.
Oh, yeah. One of the best voices, women voices in rock and roll.
Still to
Maybe
this day.
Maybe the best woman's voice in rock and roll.
An unnamed 70-year-old man ate a marijuana lollipop and suffered a heart attack.
Whoa. He got two
They say triggered anxiety. By frightening hallucinations.
Yeah, he was high as hell.
Says one person.
Yeah.
He suffered a heart attack after he ate about 70 milligrams of THC, which is
much.
A lot for a person who hasn't done any marijuana in a really long time, which was this guy.
Right.
He smoked a little bit when he was a kid. Now he's 70. He took 70 milligrams.
Not knowing what it was?
No, he knew what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
but
on
he
him, then.
Took too much and it thought that it would be kicking in earlier.
Right.
And
just for a reference point, that's probably you probably did a little more than that in Wichita.
What?
Oh,
he
yeah.
did more than
Yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Great night, man.
That was a
no, it
lot.
Wasn't.
No,
not
no,
for you.
It wasn't.
For me, it was.
There's no way he did that much.
I would guess about that.
I was drinking too. Oh, Craig, I had a fun time.
No, I know, but that would
I think
that would have knocked you out.
He might not have had 70, but he had way too much.
For
I think I had
someone
a few,
who
I think
doesn't
I had a few Red
do
Bulls
it at all.
Too, yeah. Oh, I was high as hell, but
yeah, but that's a fair amount for someone who doesn't do it at all.
Yeah, true. At that point, I hadn't done it in a long time.
I understand.
Right.
Anecdotal evidence suggested no. They were stoned. Both of them.
And I would guess I had 90 to 100 because I had more.
Wow.
And we.
That's ungodly.
And we spoke on stage in microphones and made sense.
Well, you spoke on microphones.
Yeah, I nailed that.
Shinedown's coming next.
No, that was Todd.
I had to say more than that.
Tyler did more talking.
But I didn't know much. I still nailed it.
You did 30 fewer grams, milligrams than I did.
That, I mean, y'all did a lot.
That's just a guess.
We didn't know. It was a random brownie we ate.
Simply a guess.
One of our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the guy contacted us the Monday afterwards and says, I think I miscalculated the dosage on that brownie I gave you. Because he had shared one with his friend. And I believe the quote was, so we saw you guys on stage. And you know, we'd had a couple of hours, maybe an extra hour to ingest them, and they were wondering how we were even standing.
We were professionals.
Yeah. How are they even
we were older than those dudes, too.
Okay.
So that's years of practice of being on stage hammered.
Yeah, that okay,
I mean,
I'll
really
give
was.
You that.
I
yeah.
really, I, years of that.
That's true. I'll
I mean,
give you that.
Even I wasn't stoned on stage. I was really drunk on stage for a lot of big crowds all my life. That's a proud moment of my life.
I mean, so according to this article.
But I can honestly say I've never been that high in front of a crowd before.
No, me neither.
Man, we came off of that stage and we made a beeline for the first door we saw.
Yeah, and then that guy followed
me. It's like, no, we need to get out of here right now.
Then that shadow people followed me.
That was a black guy security guard and he was not following you.
Yes, he was.
No. No.
And it was a shadow.
Who was that other guy on stage?
That was me.
That was you.
I love that one.
I suppose who was on stage behind me and it was him.
Me.
Who's that guy standing behind me on stage? Well, I said to Puss, I said, come up on stage with us in case we can't make words. Was that my verbatim?
Yeah.
Make words?
Yeah. Come up on stage with us in case I can't make words.
Okay, so according to this article, the average joint contains about 7 milligrams of THC. Now, the delivery system is different. You're smoking a joint as opposed to eating something, and so it's the delivery system is different. It's going to affect you differently.
Right.
But this guy ate about 70 milligrams of THC, and he hadn't done any in a long time. This study was published in the Canadian Journal of Cardiology, and he was not aware that the effects of cannabis can take a while to kick in when the drug is eaten. So he just ate too much.
Oh, yeah.
This was the first time he'd tried an edible. About 30 minutes after eating the lollipop, the man was consumed by, quote, fearful hallucinations.
He's 70 also, right?
Yes.
All right.
He felt like he was dying. He suffered crushing chest pain because
he right.
turns out he had a heart attack.
That's a good rule of thumb. Eat a milligram for your age.
Yeah.
No, no, not a good idea.
You know, guys want to golf their age?
Yeah.
I ate my age in edibles.
Don't try that, Todd.
Yeah, but that means Joey.
We both did. Yeah,
that means Joey well Diaz is like 750. Right.
Yeah. We have met and surpassed that.
Yeah.
His family rushed him to the nearest ER. When his symptoms passed, he was discharged from the hospital.
That's a bucket list thing. There,
eat more milligrams than your age.
Right,
kids, don't do that.
No.
Now, one doctor says the patient had a history of tobacco use. Making any causal conclusions about this health event difficult to make. It might be that this guy would have had a heart problem anyway, and it was just a coincidence.
And he got too
at this particular
out.
Point in time.
You can think yourself into a lot of stuff. You're right.
Like shadow people.
They go on to say.
There was a shadow guy there.
No.
They go on to say in the Canadian Journal of Cardiology that cannabis is generally a relatively safe drug. Only a minority of people will develop problems due to taking it.
That big hedge around the arena in Wichita, you guys kept getting too far ahead of me. It was like you were running.
No, we were just walking in a straight line.
Yeah.
You were meandering.
No, we were walking at a normal pace.
Yeah.
No way. I just noticed you guys kept getting further away from me, and I started going, what's going on here?
Are you sure you were still walking?
I don't remember.
Again, you had to stop and water that bush.
Oh, I had to pee.
Yeah.
And then you guys took off. I couldn't find it.
We told you where we were going. We were going to stand around and watch you pee.
That's not good enough. That is not good enough for that guy. He needed you to be right there.
And they weren't. And I was scared.
And he's dragging ass.
And the shadow guy didn't help me.
And he said, no.
Doing the Wichita edible shuffle.
And then we had some gravy. All right. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.